Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. We got Bruce Feldman, Fox Sports college football reporter. We can get into what's going on in Wisconsin more with him, Rob. He's also the author of the new book, Flip the Script, on the 2019 LSU Tiger. So
also, I'd love to hear, like, just the rumblings from Ann Arbor. If you caught my trash talking Tuesday on Deadspin today, I trashed Jim Harbaugh and what he's done and his record there at Michigan and what's going on. So it'll be interesting to see what he says, just without him having, you know, a contract pass next year, Chris. If there's any chance that Jim Harbaugh, you know, doesn't return next year if they don't give him a new contract. I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, it'll be a good conversation, so keep it locked for that. And, of course, Rob, this is also what?
A little Trash Talking Tuesday.
Well,
877-99 on Fox. Your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. We do that in about 40 minutes. So in about 30 minutes, you better hop on the line, try to get through, because the lines will be jammed, and we'll give you about 30 or 45 seconds, Chris. And we will not interrupt you, let you have your say here on The Odd Couple.
That's right. Even if you trash Rob, we'll let it go.
Or Chris.
We'll let you just fully go. All right, Rob. Packers trade deadline comes and goes. They don't do
anything.
Were there
any trades today, to be honest? Like any big deal?
There
were
some, but nothing big or significant that I can recall. Rob G, was there anything
Rob
major?
Rob G, anything that moved
the needle?
NFL America?
Yeah, really, really, I guess that's a no. Do you think, the Packers are still a very good team, and they got a shot. But I think they needed to do some things, I think it could have helped themselves by improving. And you can say that about anybody, but I just think they could be a little more physical and tougher on defense. And certainly it wouldn't have helped. If your defense is going to be a tad soft, then bolster the offense and give your great quarterback some more weapons. I would have loved Rob, and I get it. He's a free agent after this season. But Will Fuller really could have helped him. He really could have helped him. Across from Devontae Adams? Oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see that many trades. I'm not making excuses.
Right, it's not the NBA.
I mean, it's just not. You know what I mean? Or baseball, where you go get that left-handed pitcher, Chris, or that home run hitter that you need to add to your lineup. It's a little different. We've seen more trades recently than we had in the NFL, but still, not a lot of trades are made. The trade deadline is not a hotbed for movement of players, but yeah, they could have added either somebody on the defensive end as well to stop the run or a receiver. There's no doubt about it. And they refused to do it because they don't want to give up a pick on a rental. But if the rental turns out to put you over the top, then it's worth it. Because it is about trying to win if you can. If you can make a move. I remember when the Pistons went and got Rasheed Wallace, Chris, in 2004. That was they were a good team, right? But I don't know if they were going to make it to the championship without adding Rasheed Wallace.
I don't think they win that ring without Rasheed.
That was the piece.
And they were a good team. Yeah.
They were a good team, but he added like something to that.
No doubt. And he was a really good player. He's not a Hall of Famer, but he was a really good player.
But they had a good thing going, but they added another piece.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like you have a chance. Like, to me, Rob, in professional sports, you need to capitalize when you can. You know, it's hard to win a Super Bowl. It is hard to win a Super Bowl. And when you have an all-time great quarterback, and which gives you a chance every year, then you gotta, if you're not quite there, go get what you need to at least give yourself the best shot. That's all I'm saying. And Rob, let's just keep it real. I would say at least half of Aaron Rodgers' career in Green Bay. And I've been critical of him because he hasn't been at his best in NFC title games for the most part. But still, I would say, Rob, about half of his career, they have not given him everything they could to give him the best shot at getting to the Super Bowl. We know how bad their defense was for a lot of those years.
Yeah, but here's the other problem, too, is that they haven't drafted any skill position players in the first round his entire career.
Think about what we're just talking about.
And yet, they've been able to do what they've been able to do. Imagine had they added some pieces, and this is what we're talking about, is like they run their organization a certain way, and it doesn't make any sense. Can you imagine having a quarterback of that caliber and you've never drafted in the first round an offensively skilled position player? That seems almost – he hadn't been there for 3 years, Chris. He'd been there for 12 years, right?
Joe Montana had Jerry Rice. Tom Brady – Brady's another one. They haven't given me great weapons, but he did have Gronk and he did have Randy Moss for a little bit. Dan Marino had the two guys, Duper and Clayton. You know, Peyton Manning had Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne. Most of the guys have had, you know, some really good – and Devontae Adams is really good. Greg Jennings was really good.
But still
but
not –
they didn't
but not,
shore
right.
up the defense when he needed it, right? And so I just think they missed another opportunity. Look, they'll make the playoffs. They'll be dangerous. I think their defense seems a little soft to get to the Super Bowl, but, you know, you got Aaron Rodgers, you'll have a shot. All right, Rob, another interesting thing surrounding a quarterback out in the NFC, Jimmy Garoppolo. And look, I'm going to speak for myself, but I think you agree. We get it. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not Steve Young. He's not John Elway. He's not Tom Brady. But the way they talk about him, at least these reports, Rob, in his tenure in San Francisco. Here's a source close to Jason Lockenfora from CBS Sports. Here's the quote about Garoppolo's future there, because we know he's out, like, what, the next 6 weeks with the ankle, high ankle sprain. Here's the quote, though, from a source. It's wait and see on his future. He's still under evaluation. It could go in a few different directions. And is it possible he's not the guy next year? That they're saying that as a question. That's fair. I don't think that's lost on anybody. Kyle Shanahan thinks he can turn almost anyone into a star. He's had a lot of success.
Can't hold on to a lead in the Super Bowl. I'm sorry.
Well, and he couldn't turn Nick Mullins into a star. How about that? 4-12 2 years ago without Garoppolo. He's had a lot of success with a lot of different guys, and the salary structure on that team has changed dramatically the last few years. He's not a guy who thinks he needs a $30 million a year quarterback to win. And they aren't exactly gushing about the guy that they have now. Of course, that guy being Jimmy Garoppolo. Rob, here's what I got to say. Jimmy Garoppolo is not chopped liver. And that's how some people talk about him. I get it. They only threw the ball, what, 8 times in the playoff game that he won, or one of them that he won. But
yeah, but that was dictated by the coverage, though, right?
Right.
And what was working?
And they were running the ball at will. Why not?
But then at the end of the Super Bowl, they didn't run the ball when they should have.
Thank you.
Chris.
Thank
Hello,
you,
is Rob. This on?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let's look at Kyle Shanahan, everybody's favorite offensive genius.
Oh yeah, he's a genius, all right. Geniused himself out of 2 Super Bowls.
You're right. And that's because you want to be cute.
Yes.
You want to show everybody what you can do.
That you're the smartest guy in the room.
A lot of these coaches aren't happy just winning. And not just coaches. It's in the NFL. It's in all sports. Jerry Jones don't want to just win.
Chris.
He wants to win his way. He wants to get the credit. Matt Nagy wanted to show off all his bells and whistles, so he gets rid of Mitch Trubisky and starts Nick Foles, thinking he's going to be able to open it up.
I'll give you one. I remember in Detroit with the playoffs on the line, Bill Parcells is coaching, Chris, and the Jets are at the 1 yard line of the line. They need to win the game, right? They need to win the game. First and goal at the 1. Mm. Run the ball in and win the game, right? Run. You know what they do? Not only does he not run it in, he has a halfback option, Chris, where a rookie running back throws an interception. Is that when they had Neil O'Donnell was the quarterback? Was Neil O'Donnell? He was, I think, the quarterback. That's how they lost the game, Chris.
Wow.
A rookie running back at the 1 yard line is throwing a halfback option. Mm. That was Bill Parcells trying to show you that he was the smartest guy.
Yep.
Why?
Well,
why would you let a rookie have that responsibility? A veteran would know if it's not there, Chris, throw it out of bounds.
Right.
What are you doing?
And of course, the greatest example is Seattle. Pete Carroll.
Yes, Pete Carroll.
You know, that team could have had 2 Super Bowls. So
back to back. You know what? That changes their legacy. That changes
no doubt.
Russell Wilson. It changes Pete Carroll. It changes the Legion of Boom.
Yep.
Everything. They're at the 1.5 yard line, Chris, with 2 downs to get in.
With beast mode in
with the best running back in
the
league who had over 100 yards in that Super Bowl game. It wasn't like he was stymied all night. What?
Well, that's why I'm looking at Kyle Shanahan while he points the finger at Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm saying, wait a minute. If Jimmy Garoppolo is that bad, how did he get you 6 minutes away from winning the Super Bowl? 6.5 minutes. They were up, what? They gave up 21 points. They're up 10. They gave up 21 points in the last 8 minutes of that game. And here's the deal, Rob. They ran for 141 yards on 22 carries in that game. That's more than 6 yards a pop. And yet, when it gets late, everybody talks about the pass Garoppolo missed to Emmanuel Sanders.
And he missed it.
Yes. But how about running the football? I was looking at the play-by-play on this earlier. And in the fourth quarter, they gave the ball to Raheem Mostert, and he rambled for 17 yards. Okay? Raheem Mostert goes for 17 yards. This is with 2:39 left. Okay? Are they still up by that point? I believe they're still up. I can't see the score. And then they pass the ball. Because Mahomes scored. Rob G, check on that. But the point is they passed. That's when they started throwing the rock. And they should have been handing it off. And I just think, Rob, Garoppolo's 24-8 as a starter. That ain't chopped liver. We remember what San Francisco was like before he got there. They were horrible, 1-10. He immediately wins his next five games, five straight. That's when they gave him the big contract, made him the highest paid quarterback in the league. And then what was that, Rob G?
That Mostert carry, they were down by 4 points at that point.
They were down, okay.
And then, but in that game, when they had the lead, they needed to run the football like they were doing. That was the biggest thing. And yes, you need Jimmy G to make a couple passes, Chris, on third down or third and long. You know what I mean? Or to get you a first down to keep the clock and the chains moving. But they went away from the run, and he started throwing on every down.
Here's what I do. Look, they're obviously not the highest on Jimmy G. What I do, I keep him for next year. All right? I keep him for next year. That's the last year of his deal, I believe. And if you get tired of him after that, then maybe you can move on. Let him go as a free agent or see if you can get him as a better deal, what you view as a better deal. But unless you have something better that you're definitely getting, I'm sorry. I just don't get why they're ready to get rid of him so badly. All right. The NFL is on the verge of making a colossal mistake. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
DJ Alex Tyshirt has quite the sense of humor. You guys don't get to hear it all the time, but I do. Off the air, he is hilarious. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, so get your hot takes ready to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports, making
Rob
you become
Parker.
Strong. You got about 40 seconds or so to do what you got to do, so get your takes ready. Start calling in about 10 minutes because the lines do heat up quickly.
Some of my students at USC, Chris, you know, I always start every class, you got to give me a hot take.
Really?
I pick somebody, yeah. So that's how we start the class. So there's some of my students would be pretty good if they ever called in on
they
Trash
Talking.
They
need to call in, yes.
Yeah, that was just, yeah, I just think like, you know, like have something. It's a way of making them be prepared, you know what I
right,
mean? Like
right.
With what's going on, because we talk sports too and what's going on. So it's
absolutely
a way of being ready, just in case I might call on you.
That's right. All right, we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios. Rob, I know how you feel, but I didn't even have to ask you. But I know how you feel about this. All right, so a story comes out yesterday that the NFL's competition committee is going to, you know, with COVID, if they miss a week, we know they talked about, do they expand the season? Do they go to an 18th week, so on and so forth. What they're saying as a contingency plan in case they lose some games to COVID, they are going to propose having 8 teams in each conference make the playoffs. Now, remember, it used to be 6. Just last year, it was 6 in each conference. They upped it to 7, which I'm fine with.
I'm not.
But now they're talking about,
I thought the playoffs were already great,
upping it to 8. I'm going to let you have first dibs on this one.
I'm against it. Putting everybody in the playoffs doesn't make sense to me. And here we are, especially,
you know, this year's for money. If they
right,
lose, right?
It's
if
right.
They lose,
they're trying to pick
whatever
up money, yeah, because of the about not having crowds, Chris. It's always a money grab instead of talking about the competition. You're already talking about the NFC least, and now you're adding another team? How about if two of the teams make it from there, Chris? No, but you know what I'm saying, though.
Right.
As my point is, it doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't. Nothing was wrong with the NFL playoffs when it was 6. I wasn't that high on it when it went to 7. And now you're telling me you want to make it 8 from each conference. Why? Other than, hey, Fox, ESPN, CBS, guess what? We got two more playoff games. Who got money? Yep. Who wants to bid for this? Yep. That's what it is.
That's all it is, Rob. And here's the thing I don't like about it. Look, I'm fine with them going to seven because that still isn't half the league. That's 14 teams out of 32. That's not half the league. That's fine. But going to eight, now all of a sudden 16, that's half the teams. And here's my problem with it. There's a few things. If you were just doing it for this year, but not in the future, if you're saying we're just doing it because of COVID, but we know what would happen. If they did it this year, there's a good chance they would keep it. One, I'm not a fan of you changing the rules in the middle of the season, right? So we started the season thinking it was seven teams in each conference going to make the playoffs. Now it's eight halfway through the season? No, I'm sorry. That is whack. That is Bush League. They don't even do that stuff in Pop Warner. So that's number one. Number two, here's the problem, Rob. When you, it's one thing in the NBA, the NHL, or even baseball to have a lot of playoff teams because you have series, right? And it's rare that the worst team is going to beat the better team in a series. So even if you have an eighth seed, it's rare that they're going to beat a one seed in a series. But if it's one and done, anything can happen. And I get football is a different sport. It's a little harder to win a one and done game in football than the other sports. But still, anything can happen in a one game scenario. And now you open it up to that eighth team who's not going to be very good, knocking off the first team that's maybe the best, or the seventh seed knocking off the two seed. Whatever it is, I just think you open it up more for the possibility that your better teams don't advance. So I don't like it. I think that's too many teams, Rob. And I also think when you, the greatest thing about football, let's be honest, every Sunday matters, right? Every week is huge.
Well, college football and
NFL, right?
Because there's so few games.
But if you, when you keep adding playoff teams, you diminish the regular season a little bit more because now every game doesn't mean as much because, oh, eight teams make it. Eight of the 16 teams in the conference make the playoffs, right?
Right.
So those are reasons I don't like it. Seven I'm fine with, but I think eight is just too many. All right, we got our man Bruce Feldman coming up.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
It is the iCouple. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. We are waiting on our colleague, Bruce Feldman. He works at Fox Sports. He's our college football reporter. Also the author of a new book, Flip the Script. It's about the 2019 LSU Tigers. Sounds like a great book to read. So we'll wait on him. But, Rob, we just heard that Joe Douglas, the GM for the New York Jets, has given Adam Gase the dreaded, I'm going to put it that way, the dreaded vote of confidence.
It doesn't mean anything, Chris. It doesn't.
Because that's why I was careful.
How many times
because
have
we
guys
always
gotten fired,
make fun of that, right? And say the dreaded vote of confidence.
It's a kiss of death, to be honest.
Well, not always, but it can be. And in a lot of cases, it has been. Do you think it is in this case?
Yeah, I mean, it's so bad. There's no way that Adam Gase could stick around. Come on, man. This is just, if you're the ownership, man, when you see what's going on, this is just ugly. There's just no way. No way.
I wouldn't have even given him the vote of confidence.
No, I just think so.
Because he said something like he's a big part of our future. Now, unless that future means the next 3 weeks,
but I
then,
just think it's,
why even
so
go
that,
there?
So that it's not, as we get to the half point of the season, the whole talk and the whole conversation will be about his career. So you put that to rest. Do you know what I mean? So guys can just play. Otherwise, every day in the locker room for the reporters in New York, Chris, it's like, should Adam Gase be fired? What's going wrong
here? I just don't want to send a bad message to Trevor Lawrence.
Nah, you can't worry about that.
Send a message that, hey, he's gone. All right, come out. Let's get this in.
We don't have that.
Let's actually get to our man, Bruce Feldman, Fox Sports college football reporter. Let's start there. Bruce, Trevor Lawrence, we just talked about it. There's the speculation, that's all it is, that he may not want to play for the Jets. Do you know anything about this, and what are your thoughts?
I don't know for anything really concrete on that, guys. My hunch is he's not going to say anything to box him in one way or the other, because it doesn't do him any good to do that at this point. Is the Jets an ideal franchise? Probably not. But I don't, you know, look, we'll see how this season plays out for Clemson. Obviously, he's not going to be able to play this weekend because he's, you know, still dealing with, in the quarantine from the COVID protocol. And so they play Notre Dame. He won't be out there.
Right.
You know, does he win a Heisman this year? He's already won a national title. I'd be surprised if Trevor Lawrence is a guy who comes back for another year, whether it's the Jets or not. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't strike me as from what I know from people who are close to Trevor Lawrence, as something he would do that way. I think he would think, you know what, I can, if that's where the system has you know, dictated that I am, then I will go there and I'll try to make them better. But again, there's a long time between now and the draft, or even now and the deadline for underclassmen to enter.
And talking about trying to make something better, that was the goal when Jim Harbaugh went to Michigan. And the numbers are ugly. I mean, you could talk about 0-5 against Ohio State, 1-4 in bowl games, 2-13 against top 10 teams, 29-0 at home against everybody except their rivals, and they're 1-6 against Michigan State and Ohio State at the Big House. And he doesn't have a contract past next year. What's going on here, Bruce? Is there any chance that he might go back to the NFL if they don't offer him an extension or something? Can you see him coaching at Michigan as a lame duck?
You know, the thing that has always stopped me on Jim Harbaugh was we've always heard he's this ultimate competitor. And the fact until he much less wins the Big Ten, but beats the arch rival, Ohio State, how does he walk away from that? That doesn't square with me. Does he just basically give in and go, I can't get it done. I'm going to go back to the NFL. I know I was a good NFL coach, at least with the 49ers. I don't know. I mean, I don't think anybody knows that. I do think when you look at the situation, if you're a Michigan person, I don't know who you look at and say, yeah, that guy is going to come in and I feel confident is going to do better than Jim Harbaugh has.
Bruce, what I think they do is let him coach out. Like, if I was running it, I would let him coach out next season. I wouldn't give him an extension in the offseason.
He's not going to stick around for
let
that.
Let him coach
Come
out.
On,
You're
Chris,
right. I would
that.
Think he wouldn't want to. But are you saying maybe if he's just such a competitive guy, maybe he would do that?
I think he would, but I don't know that. It's not like he's told me that. But the part that I was going to say is, it's been a really disappointing run, especially after the first 2 years. Right. The first year he wins 10 games. The second year he wins 10 games, and they lose to Ohio State in overtime. But since then, it has been a real disappointment. Now, he's had five seasons. Four of them they finished in the top 20. It's the measuring stick is obviously, especially you, Rob, you were up there for a long time. It's Ohio State and it's Michigan State. And this Michigan State team, they lost. I mean, credit to Mel Tucker for getting them ready, but that's not a good Michigan State team to lose to.
No, Michigan was 23-point favorites, and Mel Tucker gets a signature win after losing to Rutgers at home, right?
Yeah, if you're a Michigan fan, you're throwing up after that. Now, what I was going to say, though, is I don't know who you hire. Who you're convinced if you're a Michigan booster or you're a big Michigan fan, that's going to do a better job than what you have with he's a top 20, we're in the top 20 every year. We're optimistic, but they can't get it done and win these games. I mean, do you look at Matt Campbell from Iowa State, who's an Ohio guy, did really well in the MAC and has done a really nice job at Iowa State. But it's, again, the threshold at what Jim Harbaugh's expectations are, I mean, you got to get a surefire thing, and I don't know if those guys are out there. Are you going to try to lure Bob Stoops out of retirement? He's not going to, I don't think, going to do that. Right. I just don't know who they look at and say, yeah, I can see this guy coming in here and tearing it up getting the best of Ohio State and flipping this thing upside down. I mean, the reality is the Wolverines have been really – underwhelming in the secondary and giving up too many big plays. And it's been a lot of the same story for the last couple of years in these games and these matchups. And until they figure that out, they have enough talent where I think they could still have a very good year. I don't think it's like they're going to all of a sudden go 3-7, but they better get better in a big hurry. Because that performance, if they show up like they did on Saturday, everybody else is going to look at it in the Big Ten and try to do it similar to what the Spartans did, and they're going to be in some battles.
Bruce,
and they need Joe Milton to play like Superman.
Tell
you
us got
about
a new book, Flip yep, the Script, on the 2019 LSU Tigers coming out. Give us a synopsis of it in about 30 seconds.
So So it really is a story about Ed Orgeron, the head coach at LSU, had experienced the highest of highs as a national championship coach, but he's also probably more so than any coach in football has experienced the lowest of the lows, not just from a spectacular flame out as the head coach at Ole Miss earlier in his career, but when he was on Jimmy Johnson's staff at Miami and they were winning championships and had great players, his life spiraled out of control. He's been battling addiction for a long time. He's now 20 years sober. And all those lessons he learned in the recovery process, I think he has had to apply them to his life, not just as a coach, but as a man and as a father. And I think that's really the message in Flip the Script. And obviously it turned him from a guy a lot of people mocked and doubted into a guy who won a national title for LSU last year.
All right, sounds like a great read. Flip the Script, Lessons Learned on the Road to a Championship by Bruce Feldman.
Bruce, thank you, buddy.
Always great to have you on, my man. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
All right, brother. Peace. Disgruntled sports fans, it's time for you to shine. Trash Talking Tuesday is next. 877-99 on Fox. Hit us up now. Money!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it
live.
Let's
get right to it. It is time for Trash Talk.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, Rob, let's get to it.
All right, let's do it. Let's kick it off with Tony in D.C. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tony? What you got? Do we got Tony punched up? All right, let's try Leon in South Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
I'm trashing you, Rob Parker. I'm trashing you and everybody else that hate on Tom Brady. Tom Brady is the GOAT. He's been doing it for 20 years. He's played in the era against Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, when all these pass interference rules, well, not pass interference, but all these penalties on the quarterbacks and receivers, all these rules wasn't enforced then. He played in the slum. He's won the most then. He's winning the most now.
All right. That's our man.
Mace in San Diego. I had no comment. Mace in San Diego, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who are you trashing, Mace?
Bill Simmons. I freaking hate this narcissist who covers Boston sports. This charlatan is a fan of the cheating Red Sox and Patriots. Every time I hear him speak, I want to throw my remote at the TV because of that annoying, high-pitched sounding voice, which is only second to the king of annoying voices, Tim Kirkjian. This charlatan had a segment in which he paid Tony Hawk to come on his garbage show any given Wednesday to persuade the people of San Diego not to vote for a new stadium to keep the Chargers in San Diego. Thanks a lot, Billy. You're one of the many reasons why there's no team in San Diego anymore. ESPN was smart to fire you because you're garbage. That's why HBO canceled your sorry excuse for a show. That show was worse than Honey Boo Boo. The only notoriety your show got was when you had that charlatan, that sorry excuse of an actor, Ben Affleck, the star of Dealey, come on your show drunk out of his mind, spilling out his guts to the world about his infatuation towards Tom Brady. All that you and Ben cried like little schoolgirls when Tom Brady left. You're cheating Patriots. The last time you cried that much was when Ginger Spice left the Spice Girls. Here's an idea. You and Benji should have a contest to determine whose man crush is bigger. You both should have a game of tug-of-war to determine your love for this man. But instead of tugging on a rope, the two of you will be tugging on one of Tom Brady's game-worn jock straps.
Oh, man. We haven't heard from Mace in a while. Mace?
He's still there.
He got his little file cabinet of
yes.
Of trash talk, yes.
877-99 on Fox. Are we Rob G?
We got time.
Anybody else?
Who you trashing? You did a trash talk. Everybody's watching the election. Right. You did a trash talk. Do your trash talk from your show.
Yeah, but I did it, you know, on
we putting you on the spot, man. Top of the head.
I did it already. I trashed Jim Harbaugh for it. Wait a minute. You know what, Chris? Here we go. I'm going to do right by you. How's that? You ready?
Go ahead. Yep.
All right. Here we go. 2, 3, 1. Here we go.
2, 3, 1. Where you learn how to count?
I don't know.
That's PS 87 in New York City.
Yes. 3, 2, 1.
Folks, that's what you get for it.
All right. I was just going to play it for you, but now, of course.
Can Rob G play it?
Here we go.
Deadspin, it's Rob really? Parker on a trash-talking Tuesday.
This is what it's come to?
And today I'm trashing Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh on Saturday.
No, we can't do that, man. You can't hear it well
Michigan
enough.
What? I couldn't do it again.
This is 2020, man.
Passion.
That's the best you could do?
I couldn't do it again. I'd already done it.
How did you think that was going to sound good?
What? You couldn't hear? Why? That's my phone. You couldn't hear it
over the thing?
Alex, you couldn't hear that?
It's a problem when you're trying to play something from a phone speaker.
We can hear it, but come on, man. It wasn't up to snuff. Let's put it that way. All right, Rob G, I know you trashing somebody. Who is it?
Well, this is not sports related, but I want to trash all the bougie, uppity movie critics across the country. Because my favorite movie of all time is Last Vegas, the greatest movie ever.
Which is embarrassing.
But I found out.
That's your favorite movie. Come on.
Only recently that they were going to make a Last Vegas 2. But the reviews for Las Vegas 1 were so bad that CBS Films decided to pull the plug and not make the sequel.
I can't blame them. In fact, you know who I'm trashing? Rob G for having the nerve to have Las Vegas be your favorite movie. I mean, who's
Chris,
in that?
You could have been
Morgan
in the cast.
Freeman.
You're the right age to fit in with them.
What's his name?
Morgan Freeman.
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas, Kevin Klein, Robert De Niro.
Okay, every single one of those guys. Las Vegas is not even in their top 20 best movies made. You know that.
That's blasphemous.
So how in the world is... And I didn't even see Las Vegas.
Then how are you going to trash something you don't
know
about? That's borderline racist.
Come on, man. That is, how's that, what's that, how's that racist?
Because it's something you don't bother to know or understand. You already decided you don't like him.
That's a reach.
I don't know why you're so upset about it when the movie is right around the age bracket for you and Rob.
Stop it. I'm going to have to check it out.
Here we go.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Ageism. Listen to
CB, right. Keep in mind, Rob G says dinosaurs exist because there's movies about them. So, you know,
they
just like, just keep that in mind about his
Rob
movie
G.
taste.
Who are you trashing, Alex?
What about the bones that we found, Alex? Those
what about
fake?
Them? I didn't say anything. I'm just saying Rob G.
Who are you trashing, Alex?
I'm trashing Rob Parker for saying I don't believe in dinosaurs because I brought up something about Rob G believing in movies of dinosaurs.
I just want to make sure because there are people don't believe because they... Who was the baseball player, Chris, who said they weren't in the Bible so that they didn't exist? Dinosaurs weren't mentioned in the Bible so they didn't exist.
Yeah.
Remember he played for the Mets?
I
can't remember his name.
I don't know. It wasn't Dykstra? Lenny Dykstra? I'm trashing Rob Parker for putting his iPhone up to the microphone.
Get him.
And thinking that was going to sound good. My goodness.
It was dead.
You're better than that, Rob. You're better than that. My goodness. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. We'll be with you guys tomorrow. Have a great night.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, Get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.